Here's a Christmas question for you. Is it okay to steal? So says a priest in England, Father Tim Jones, a local parish priest, told his congregation earlier this week that under certain circumstances, it is okay to steal. Father Jones, from what I've read, do I have it right? It's okay for some people to steal this Christmas?
I wouldn't say okay. I think stealing is a terrible thing. The point I was making was that sometimes in our society, we leave people at the very bottom with no legal options. People can either live off their savings, but many people at the bottom have none. They can earn money, but people at the very bottom can find it extraordinarily difficult to get a job. They could live off the charity of friends and family. But increasingly in our society, people have ever more dysfunctional families who aren't prepared to support people semi-indefinitely. People can live off the benefits system, but we all know that the system very often just doesn't function smoothly, doesn't get people's payments to them in a timely fashion. Any kind of things can cause a hiccup in the arrival of benefits, or people can live on charity. And the harsh reality in Britain today is that people just do not give enough to charity. And so many people find themselves with none of those five legitimate options open to them. And the point I was making is when we as a society take away every legitimate option, people have nothing left other than the illegitimate options. And that's as much our fault as theirs.
And if people exercise what you call the illegitimate option and go into a mom-and-pop shop that probably doesn't make much profit to begin with and steals there because they have no other means, what does that accomplish?
It accomplishes nothing. It does nothing other than transfer the desperation from one place to another, which is why in my sermon I said as soon as you start giving people nothing other than appalling options, you then have to start working out what morally is the best thing to do when people are left nothing with dreadful options. And what I said in that situation was, while it is a terrible thing to leave someone in a situation where they have to steal, I would much rather that they stole from large national chains rather than mom-and-pop stores. Because in this climate, the mom-and-pop stores are themselves struggling in quite dreadful ways to keep their heads above water as well. So the point I was making generally in the sermon was that the fact that we as a society create this situation is the most appalling indictment of who we are, that we become ever more comfortable with people at the bottom of our society living in destitution where they face the kind of choices that most of us who are not in that situation, we just can't imagine the kind of choices that people face.
It's Father Tim Jones from St. Lawrence Church in York, England, with some non-conventional advice for people left at the bottom of society. Father Tim Jones, thank you so much for joining us.